friends. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom, and it is the place where exciting things happen. Well, it is also the place where we talk about exciting things, and today I know your English will improve. Today's lesson takes us to a very small country near the Mediterranean Sea. It has a very rich history that dates back thousands of years. Can you guess what country we are visiting today? It isn't Italy, and it's not Greece. But wait, did you say Israel? Well, you are absolutely right. Today we have a very exciting lesson all about Israel. Have you ever been to Israel? If not, you're in for a real treat. The first part of our tour will give us an introduction to Israel. Our second stop will take us to the old city of Jerusalem. And finally, we will stop in West Jerusalem. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started with our first reading of the day.
Incredible Israel. Israel has more to offer than just ancient sites in Jerusalem. Good things come in small packages, and that is certainly true of Israel. This small country hugs the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. There, visitors can encounter history, adventure, and natural beauty all in one small area. Every sight and experience is within easy driving distance of another. When traveling to Israel, most people focus on Jerusalem with good reason. The city's rich historical traditions appeal to anyone interested in ancient history.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们要来看 site 这个名词。 Site 是指地点、场所或者是位置。例如 The Colosseum is one of Rome's renowned tourist sites. 竞技场是罗马有名的观光景点之一。或者是 Carnegie Hall was chosen as the site for the concert. 卡内基音乐厅被选为这个演唱会表演的场地。Site 也可以当动词，意思是始坐落在某个地方。例如 The couple's wedding was held at a castle sited on the bank of the River Thames.这个新人的婚礼在一座坐落于泰晤士河畔的城堡中举行。继续我们看的是 historical 这个形容词。historical 的名词是 history,H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, 意思是指历史。所以形容词 historical 就是指历史的或者是历史上出现过的。例如 the movie is based on a historical novel, 这部电影是以一部历史小说为基础的。另外一个和 history 相关的形容词是 historic,H-I-S-T-O-R-I-C, 意思是指历史上重大的。例如 the signing of the treaty was a historic moment for both countries. 停战合约的签署对两国而言都是历史性的关键时刻。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe. I am happy to be here talking about incredible Israel today. Yes.I have always wanted to go to Israel, but I have never been. Rebecca, have you been to Israel?
I have been to Israel, and it really is an incredible country. I went a few years ago, and it was definitely a very life-changing experience for me. So I'm excited about the opportunity to talk about Israel in today's lesson.
Incredible Israel, and right next to our title, we read, Israel has more to offer than just ancient sites.In Jerusalem. Okay, well, I think this is an interesting phrase because that's what I think of when I think of Jerusalem. I think of these ancient sites, but it's got more to offer than ancient sites.
So talking about this phrase, more to offer than, what are some other ways we can use this phrase? Now, I usually think about the gym. Now, when I think of the gym, I usually think of a weight room. But actually, a gym has more to offer than just a weight room. You could find a swimming pool and a basketball court and maybe even a racquetball court.
That's right. That place has more to offer than just what most people think of it for. So what about Taipei? If you visit Taipei, you might think of Taipei 101, of course. But Taipei has a lot more to offer than that tall building. It also has night markets and many other things to enjoy. It has more to offer than just that. Israel has more to offer than just ancient sites in Jerusalem. Right, Rebecca?
That's right. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, good things come in small packages, and that is certainly true of Israel. Now, we want to take a few moments and talk about this phrase, good things come in small packages. Oh, that's a nice looking picture, isn't it?
Well, yes, this is a nice looking package. It looks like something that's wrapped for Christmas with the red and the green. Is there something good inside of that package, Rebecca?
Well, I mean, obviously there has to be something good because it looks so beautiful on the outside, right?
That's right. Well, I would think so. Now, this is not a tiny package. It's kind of a bigger package. And usually I like big packages because I think there's something nice and big and expensive inside. But what does this mean, Rebecca?
However, this phrase means that something might be really small, but inside there might be something really valuable. On the other hand, something might look really big, but then on the inside, there really might not be anything that important.
That's right. Well, do good things always come in small packages? Let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about that.
Imagine you're a kid on Christmas Day. You've got many unopened presents in front of you. Some large, some small. Which one would you open first?
I think 9 out of 10 kids would go for the big one. But according to the proverb, good things come in small packages. You would be wise to go for the small one.
That's right. After all, a big box may contain a sweater or a towel, but a small package might contain something more valuable, like a watch or a cell phone. So this proverb is saying that the size of things doesn't always indicate their quality. And small things often have better quality than big ones.
You can also apply this proverb to people. Let's say Steve and I are playing basketball and I beat him. Somebody watching on the sideline might comment, good things come in small packages.
Nice example, Ken. Okay, here's another saying. The bigger, the better. This basically means that it's better to have something or someone as big as possible. If someone asks me which car he should buy, a Mini or an SUV, I might say to him, get the SUV. It's got more room and it's safer to drive. The bigger, the better.
Good things come in small packages. 这是个谚语。字面上是说好的东西都在小的包裹里，意思就是东西不一定要大的才是好的。一个大的礼物里头也许是一条毛巾，但小的包裹里也许是手表或手机。所以这句话叫我们不要以大小取决价值。另一个片语刚好相反， The bigger the better， 越大越好。如果朋友问你应该买一台 Mini 还是休旅车，你可以回答当然是休旅车咯，因为The bigger, the better. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. So remember, good things don't always come in a big package. Well, here our lesson reads, this small country hugs the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. Now, typically, when I think of the word hugs, I usually think of two people, like, hugging each other.But I don't think that's exactly what it means here in the lesson. What do you think, Gabe?
I don't think so either, because there are no people mentioned in our lesson. As you can see, this is a map of Israel, and what is around it? Well, you could say that it is hugging Israel, or this small country hugs the side of the Mediterranean Sea. So it acts like it is hugging.
Exactly. Well, our lesson continues.There, visitors can encounter history, adventure, and natural beauty all in one small area. And this is very true, because I know when I was visiting Israel, there was definitely a lot of natural beauty, and there were a lot of opportunities for an adventure.
All right, well, you can encounter many things when you go to Israel. Now, the next sentence says, every site and experience is within easy driving distance of another. So, driving distance, that's how long it takes to drive from one place to another, or how far it is from one place to another. So I guess it's pretty easy to get around in Israel.
It's very easy to get around. As a matter of fact, when I was in Israel, that's what we did. We all piled into a van, and when we finished at one site, we just drove to the next site. And it usually only took maybe an hour or two to get from one spot to the next place.
All right, well, let's look at this last paragraph in this section. When traveling to Israel, most people focus on Jerusalem with good reason. And of course, there is good reason to go to Jerusalem. There are many sites, many famous places that you can see there. One of those places is the Dome of the Rock. Yes, you recognize this picture, don't you? You can see this in Jerusalem.
That is a nice looking picture. And guess what? When I went to Israel, I got to see the Dome of the Rock. It is incredible to look at.
It seems like it would be. I would love to see this place and many others in Jerusalem. There's lots to appeal to different people. Let's take a look at that phrase from this next sentence. The city's rich historical traditions appeal to anyone interested in ancient history. All right, so if something appeals to you, that means you are interested in it. You want to know more about it.
Now, when I think of this word appeal, I usually think of coffee. Coffee is a beverage that really doesn't appeal to me. Or you could also say, the idea of going on a long hike sounds so appealing, or it does appeal to me.
All right, well, I think we have a lot more to learn. We'll do that right after this.
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I am so glad that you could join us for our tour through Israel. Up to this point, we have learned that Israel is a small country that hugs the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. Although a small country, Israel has a lot to offer. There is history, adventure, and of course, lots of natural beauty. Well, let's continue our tour through Israel with our next reading.
Incredible Israel. Take a free tour of the Old City. It's divided into four quarters: the Jewish quarter, the Muslim quarter, the Christian quarter, and the Armenian quarter. Each one has unusual sights, sounds, and smells to explore and experience. In West Jerusalem lies Mehane Yehuda. Vendors in this marketplace sell everything from spices to souvenirs. Wear comfortable shoes and don't be afraid to sample some of the foods and drinks. Then visit the nearby Israel Museum. This huge space houses about 500,000 artifacts, both ancient and modern.
Okay, 接着我们看的是 souvenir 这个名词。 Souvenir 是指纪念品。 例如, the souvenir store is always packed with tourists during the high season. 这家纪念品店旺季的时候总是挤满了观光客。或者是 I bought a t-shirt that says Big Apple as my souvenir of New York City. 我买了一件上面写着 Big Apple 的 t-shirt 当作去纽约的纪念品。其实我们看的是 artifact 这个名词。 Artifact 是指手工艺品。例如 the artifacts made by the natives were sold in the shop. 这家店贩卖原住民所制作的手工艺品。Artifact 也可以指人造的制品。 例如, farming artifacts and utensils used in that era were displayed in the museum. 那个年代所使用的农业的用具以及餐具都在博物馆中被陈列。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, let's continue learning about incredible Israel here. We read, take a free tour of the old city. It's divided into four quarters, the Jewish quarter, the Muslim quarter, the Christian quarter, and the Armenian quarter. Now, usually when I hear the word quarter, I think of something that is divided into four parts. But Rebecca, the meaning here is a little bit different, right?
That's correct. Here in our lesson, the word quarter is actually referring to a specified district or section. For example, you could, let's say that you are traveling to a particular area and you decide to visit the French Quarter. So there are other ways that you can use this word quarter. So no, it doesn't just refer to something that's divided into four sections.
That's right. A city might have areas that are divided based on the languages that people speak there. So, yeah, you might have a French quarter. Maybe somewhere else in the city is the Chinese quarter, the Spanish quarter, and so on.
Now, Gabe, yes? I've also heard this word used in the sense of living quarters.
Ah, yes, that is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Living quarters, that is where you might live, the living quarters. But with this word, quarter, always has an S when you're talking about living quarters.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, each one has unusual sights, sounds, and smells to explore and experience. Now, we want to talk about the word sight and sight. Now, these are two different words. They sound the same, but they have very distinct meaning. So what is the difference between sight and sight?
Well, sight with a G-H-T, that is anything that you can see, and usually it's interesting. Now, a sight, S-I-T-E, is a place that is special for a reason. Maybe something important happened there in the past. That is a sight.
For example, you could say Williamsburg in Virginia is an incredible historic site. That's S-I-T-E.
Now, if you go to Jerusalem, the Western Wall and the Dome of the Rock, which we took a look at earlier, those are examples of both sight, S-I-T-E, and sight, S-I-G-H-T. So sometimes you can use these words to mean the same thing.
Well, now it's time for us to take a closer look at something that was said in the previous section.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and please join me as we take a closer look at this sentence. There, visitors can encounter history, adventure, and natural beauty all in one small area. What the writer is saying is, in one small area, visitors can encounter history, adventure, and natural beauty. All that can be encountered in one small area. Now, notice the pattern. Subject, can verb, object 1, 2, and 3, all in one something. This is a good pattern to use when you want to describe how someone can have so much of something in one experience. For example, many restaurants offer combo meals now, so you can use this pattern to describe what diners can get when they order a combo meal. Like, diners can sample two different appetizers, a salad, and a main course, all in one meal at this restaurant. Or, malls and shopping centers offer a variety of things for people to do, so you can use this pattern to describe what shoppers can do when they visit a mall. Like, you can enjoy shopping, dining, and a movie all in one trip. And that's it for today. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, in this next section, we learn about Mahane Yehuda, which is an interesting marketplace, and we learn that you should wear comfortable shoes and don't be afraid to sample some of the foods and drinks. Of course, there are lots of different kinds of things to eat in this marketplace.
Ooh.
Yes.
Look at that food. It looks really tasty, doesn't it?
It looks delicious. I would love to try out some of the things from that marketplace. Well, we continue here, then visit the nearby Israel Museum. Now, we also have a picture of this museum. It looks like quite an interesting place to visit. Very big, actually. And I wonder what's inside.
Well, our lesson reads, this huge space houses about 500,000 artifacts. So in answer to your question, Gabe, you're going to find artifacts in this museum. And yes, that right there is a picture of this museum. It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It is. Well, let's take a look at this word house. As you just heard, we said house as a verb. House, that S has a Z sound. So, Rebecca, do you have any examples of how to use that word?
Oh, I definitely do. Well, you know the library around the corner? It houses many rare books. It's pretty incredible, actually.
Well, there are other words like this that sometimes have an S sound and sometimes have a Z sound. For example, the word use, that thing is quite useful. It has good use. But, of course, as a verb, it is use. Another word is excuse or excuse. Please excuse me. It's time for us to visit Linda for the editor's summary.
This month we are traveling to incredible Israel. Israel may be small, but there is history, adventure, and natural beauty available to all to enjoy. And they are all within easy driving distance of one another, so you can tell it's easy to get around. Well, when you think of Israel, what place do you think of? If you're like most people, Jerusalem comes to mind. This city has rich historical traditions for anyone interested in ancient history. One of the most popular things to do is to take a tour of the four quarters of this divided city. There's the Jewish quarter, the Muslim quarter, the Christian quarter, and the Armenian quarter. The smells, the sights, and the sounds are quite different in each quarter. And then in West Jerusalem, you'll probably want to visit Mahane Yehudu, where vendors sell everything from spices to souvenirs. And nearby is the Israel Museum with 500,000 artifacts.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, Gabe, so you've been holding that great package
Yes.
for the entire lesson, and I think we should let our students know what's inside.
That's right, because we have made some brownies for you. Everyone loves
Okay.
brownies,
Yes.
Rebecca.
So let's open it.
Good
Ready?
Things come in little packages. Oh, look at that.
Aww.
It's a brownie
it's
here.
It's a brownie.
Yeah, here's another brownie.
Oh, yum.
These are our brownies. April Fool's Day, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us here today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
they're really delicious.
Yes.